Hello and welcome back to Ivy English. I'm Karen.
And I'm Wesley.
Today is December 22nd and we're on page 63 in your magazines. Today we have a new TOEIC exercise for you with three multiple choice questions at the end.
好，我们今天有一个新情，这个新多益的情境试题攻略。
Okay, let's listen to our instructions. Part 7, Reading Comprehension. Directions. In this part, you will read a selection of texts, such as magazine and newspaper articles, letters, and advertisements. Each text is followed by several questions. Select the best answer for each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following memo.
好，那我们可以看到他说在这一部分呢你会读到一个 selection of texts, 一些选文，例如可能是杂志或者是报纸的文章的选文，也可能是信，也可能是广告。那每一个 text 后面都有几个问题，那这样你要选一个 best answer, 这个 of each, for each question, 然后呢把那个标号 ABC 或者 D 把它标在你的 answer sheet, 你的答案纸上面。好，那这个一到三这个问题呢是底下这个 memo 有关。
And here is our memo. I'll read through it once first and then we'll go back over it sentence by sentence. Memo. Date, March 12th. I'd like to announce that Mr. Gary Vance has been appointed to the position of International Sales and Promotions Manager. Mr. Vance is no stranger to most employees, having started in the mailroom as an intern about 20 years ago and then working his way up through several departments.He has been promoted from his former position as Asia-Pacific Sales Manager, a position he held for 3 years. Because of Mr. Vance's promotion, the position of Asia-Pacific Sales Manager is now available. Staff members with appropriate experience are encouraged to apply for Mr. Vance's former position as soon as possible. A detailed job description, which includes remuneration and selection criteria, is available on the company's website, as well as directly from Human Resources on the fourth floor. Valerie Harris, Human Resources Director, Stratford Automotive Electronics. Back to the beginning, memo.
Memo 就是一个备忘录啊，或者是一个比较简单的一种通信。
And date with a colon here, 冒号。空一个，注意哪里要空个。A lot of Taiwanese get this wrong, because with Chinese input systems, 你很多地方不需要打空格，可是英文很多地方要打空格。Please pay special attention to how we do it in English. If you get this wrong, people will judge you immediately. They may just reject you out of hand. They won't even finish reading your letter.
所以像英文这种标点符号，那个空格没有弄清楚的话，可能对方看了就不想读你写的东西，因为他会觉得说 you don't care,